Said lessons from the late Parshas Vayikra. We start a new Sefer at Baalein Latova. How exciting it is! And Pesach is around the corner, so we have to mention Pesach. And we have the great schus of having a few of the best students of Leiva Torah, because Leiva Torah decided. I'm assuming other yeshivas decide this as well, not in the Hester world, but in the Shana Aleph program world. Yeshiva's over. It was they pre-gamed Rosh Chodesh to Thursday night, I guess. Today's a very special day. Should not be a day that there is no learning, because today's a very special day. The Avnei Nezer writes that Rosh Chodesh Nisan has very special skulas. The whole month does. But Rosh Chodesh itself, we literally just read yesterday, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, literally read about yesterday. This is the Shana, as our Rosh Kolel, Rabbi Agno, had this chus, he came to our shul, a little outdoor minion. It was really cool. It was the first time ever I experienced in a year going, being back to shul a little bit. We had a lot of guests that came to hear the Rav speak. There was a kiddush after for a refuah shleima, which I'll dedicate for Efrat Margalit Bat Chana, also of course to Shira Bas Tavor Alea. Rabbi Agnon pointed out this central idea that this year is besides being COVID, purposely we should realize that there are nisim v'nefloyes of this year. He pointed out that we, you know, whenever there is something like a pandemic or whatever is going on in life, we have to also see the good in everything and see that the state of Israel is higher than any other country in the world in vaccinations. And Emir Hashem, we're getting back a little bit to normal. I already saw a little Sion van I haven't seen in a long time with guys going to a farm or something, they told me. Somebody just texted me a video because they thought I would be lying that he can't come to the shir because he's on Yam Yilayam already, you know. So things are getting back to normal. And we saw the CEO of Pfizer say, the only reason Israel is doing so well is because your prime minister, obviously this was for an ad for the campaign, I'm not giving an ad for Bibi Netanyahu, but he was saying he called him over 30 times, would call him at 3 o'clock in the morning, we need vaccines, and in that way, certainly he was the shliach of the Rabbanu Shalom to that. So just to look at the positives in this difficult pandemic, and now it mamash being a year later. But he spoke about how one of the things is that this is the most mishunah year that we've had. Mishunah, not only to do, forget about COVID for a second, in that you had, you know, Aser B'Tevah Shechalios B'Erev Shabbos. You have Purim Meshulash. Now you have Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, but that all turns out that this was Pesach Mitzrayim. This is exactly when Pesach happened. Next Moshe Shabbos, right? It's not really Shabbos Gadol, but it is, because the drush is generally given then. That's the succession of when everything happened. The Korban Pesach was actually started on Shabbos itself. Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos. So I want to give an idea that relates to both. And as we know, Gutstein, who leaned, I'm told, Shabbos Mincha, he told me he noticed a mistake in the Torah when he leaned. when we came to Mincha, it's actually a little funny. Not so funny. Maybe we shouldn't be on lessons from the Levi, but okay. When we came to Mincha, so this happens to us when you have an outdoor minion. The person who was supposed to lane didn't show up. Okay, so I didn't know we can call God. I didn't know we can call Gutstein. I didn't know he's for hire, but we didn't call you. And so somebody had a lane. I said I shouldn't say on lessons from the late, because the person who we had a little kiddush, so there was a little mashke at the kiddush also, Yayin Sorov. And the guy who's our normal laner is an unbelievable guy. Wow, he's been laning all the parshas for a year. Every single parsha, he goes to at least two minyanim, sometimes three minyanim to lane. And he said, it's the weirdest thing, he has very low tolerance for alcohol. He says, when I have a little shot, sometimes it puts me to sleep all day. Well, apparently it did. It didn't come to minyan. So somebody had a lane, so he doesn't normally lane. So there was somebody doing the, you know, this with him, the trups and that. And of course, that guy had to make a joke. And he's like, wait a minute, we can't delane from the Torah. There's a small owl. So what is a small aleph? What does it have to do? So you learned this as little kids. So first of all, there's a general minhag that this is the in the more Haredi schools, this is the parsha that you let. This is the parsha you start with, Vayikra. So there's a famous vort, which I always hated, and I'll explain to you why I'm learning to like it now. That the reason why Vayikra is because it's the safer of sacrifices. We talk about the sacrifices. And a child has to know that when it comes to Torah, there's a lot of sacrifices. You want to be Jewish? It's not easy. It's a lot of sacrifices. The reason why I didn't like that is because Rav Hirsch gets very upset. Korbanos are not sacrifice. Sacrifice means, oh, here I go. I got to give something. Oh, it's not fair. It's not a sacrifice. He says the word korban comes from the word karev, to be able to get close to. So strange. So we know the famous Rashi. Why is Vayikra small? So he writes, Rashi says, Vayikra el Moshe, L'chol, Dibros l'chol, Amiros l'chol, Tziva kadum kriya. He calls, it's B'loshen Chiba, Vayikra, I call with love, not Vayidaber, but Vayomer. I call this with utmost love. Calling Moshe by name, Vayikra el Moshe. Who else was he calling to? Says the Mizrahi. It's beautiful. He spoke to him, it appears to be somewhat redundant, is what Rashi is getting at. Says Rashi, Loshem Malachi Ashosh Mishtagun Boy. The language of the angels. Vayikra Zel Zev Yomar Kadosh. But who got upset about this? Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe says, No. I don't want Lashem Chiba. I'm nobody special. Moshe Rabbeinu is Onov Mikol Adam. Pesach Haggadah question for everyone. Right? The famous Pesach Haggadah question. How many times is Moshe's name mentioned in the Haggadah? Most people say zero. You're close. Once, the Aminu B'Hashem Moshe Avdo, we happen to mention that a few psukim before Az Yashir. Moshe says, fine, you want to mention the Haggadah, but I'm not the central focus of the Haggadah. I'll let you mention it, but I want you to remember who I am, Moshe Avdo. Moshe Rabbeinu dies, Vayamat Moshe, last words about Moshe, Eved Hashem. That's who I am. If we knew where he was buried, which we don't, my children gave me a whole forward on that. Right, he wouldn't be, my son Yonatan was, he shouldn't be, can imagine, you go to Uman, can you imagine where you, to see Moshe Rabbeinu, Me'ever Yarden, that would be a very good vacation spot, everybody would be there, it would say Eved Hashem, that's what he wanted to be known as. So he didn't want that. He says, so Nigla Aleim B'Loshon Arai, but he wanted to be Arai because the word Arai is what it says by other Nevi'im. Vayikar Elokim El Bilam. He happened upon him. Happenstance. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I don't want it to, everybody's going to think it's me. Okay, but we still have to have the small Aleph. And there's a reason why we have the small Aleph. Because as much as Moshe wanted to make the point of saying, and the small Aleph obviously has something to do with children, that's why it's a small Aleph, that's why we start with this, we'll get back to the sacrifice idea. But Moshe Rabbeinu did want to remind us that small Aleph, wait one second. It's still Vayikra, there's nothing happenstance in life. Happenstance is the worst thing that a person can say. That things are happenstance. There's no such thing as happenstance, Rabbi saying. There's no such thing. So, amongst these ideas, let's focus for a moment. Why the small Aleph? Why the small Aleph? So, one reason is that we know the famous Chazal, as I said, Yavo Taharim V'Oising Betar. Those that are the most pure, children are the most pure because they don't sin, Nebuch, the way that Letzareinu Harabim we do. So let the purest of the pure learn the halachas of this Sefer, Vayikra. Harav Moshe Swift, Zatzal, says that Chazal is teaching us that the Torah is not just a book of knowledge, it's a book of life. The source of life of our people. Kiyem chayinu v'yarechameinu is the Torah. It's our brain. Our neshama. Right? It's the neshama of the people, not the brain, he says. Torah has to penetrate the soul and imbue purity so that it gets through the neshama. The neshama is what should be controlling us every day. The only reason we sin is sometimes we blacken that neshama and it doesn't come through. That's why I always say, the Shlach says, we say, Slach Lano, we hit ourselves just a little bit to try to awaken the neshama. So the neshama controls us. So when we're on a break, we say to ourselves, wait a minute, I still have to get up for Minyan. This is the test that Rabbeinu Shalom says, what does my sheer Aleph look like? What does my sheer Bet look like? Who am I really? Well, you're going to determine this in the next few weeks when you're off for an entire month. What do I do with my life? You've come to a shir, so I'm speaking to the wrong people, I know. So, it's interesting though, says Rav Swift. Really? Karbanos? Oy vey. This is what we're going to learn? The hardest part of the Torah? Right? I'm sorry to say, but not sorry to say. I'm so impressed with my son Aaron because he took upon himself, everybody should take upon themselves something during COVID. So he took upon himself, Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. Except yesterday when he took out Vayikra, he's like, oh God. Not, these are not fun rashes. I'm sorry. That, you know, when Bereshis, one of your, I think it was, who said this? Rav Elio said this. He said, you know, Bereshis is like so exciting. Then Shmos starts, and, you know, and then you get to, you know, Vayakal Pekude last week, you know. But now Vayikra, ooh, this is the heart. So this is, you know, Brachos is very easy in Davi Yomei. Right, the joke that they say, Bo Shabbos, Bo Menucha. Shabbos comes and people said, okay, yeah, I did Davi Yomi too, Brachos. You know, that's it. They couldn't do Shabbos. So says, it's hard. No, we say, no, I want you to learn this. We learn the laws of Kabbanos to realize that every Jew is accountable and there's no coincidence in life. There's no such thing. Korban, even b'shoigeg, unless it's a shiloh of misasik b'shabbos, for example. But even a shoigeg has to bring a korban. You're responsible for everything. We have an ir miklat. The whole concept of ir miklat is careless, is not a good thing. That's all life is about. The Arizal writes that Rosh Tevos of Elul is actually not an ilododi v'dodi, it can be as well, but he says, inuliyodav istamtiloch. L'cham makam lalun shan. The ir miklat, the carelessness, that's why we're here for Elul. Person has to realize that. Kli Yakar says that the concept of learning the parsha of the Karbanos, the Aleph HaKaton, Remesh HaKatanim Yadchil Kan V'Yilmod Zeh, Hu Berosh Ke'Aleph Rosh HaOisiyos. Deha Aleph Lashon Limud, Kamo V'Aleph Chachma Iyov, Remesh Ein HaLimud Mekayim, to realize that you are nothing, you are nobody, exactly what Moshe wanted to bring out. But there's nothing that's happenstance. That's the vort. The vort is, there's nothing that's... And yes, it maybe is true. Karev is Lashon Korban to get close to the Ravona Sholom. But yes, you do have to make a lot of sacrifices for that. So then actually the Lashon is correct. A child has to realize it's not so easy. It's not, unfortunately, it's not something saying, oh, you're, I mean, yes, you are so lucky that you were born into the family you were born into, of course. But even if your father was a big Talmud Chacham and he told you the importance, it doesn't just work like that. He doesn't just go up to you and go, phew, my Nor now just went to you, Yishkoyach. Doesn't work like that. You got to work hard. You got to schwitz over it. But nothing happens, that's happenstance. Karbanos reminds us of that. Everything has a cause and effect. Imagine we don't think of it like this in life. Right? Whatever averus you did, we'll just take a 24-hour period. Think about how many karbanos you would have had to bring to the base of Mikdash for all the things you did, b'shoigeg, even b'shoigeg. But mazed for sure. Imagine that if there was a every time, so we teach a child. That's the way that it works. That's nishpasha. The great Rabbi Jonathan Lord Sacks, Secha Tzadok Levracha, 1 year ago. This is Vayakel Pekudei was the parsha that this all started. Yishai Ribo has a song about it. Vayikra was that first Shabbos we were in, many people were in their own bidudes, we had to stay in our homes. And that's what was happening in England a year ago. And they gave a vort. And he starts saying this thing, this Zoom is, you know, now Zoom's like our best friend now, you know. It wasn't working. So Rabbi Sacks quotes amazingly that what does Vayikra come from? He says, Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tanis that the Rambam says that Aval im lo yizaku v'lo yiro. Tanis reminds us when, God forbid, there was no rain, whenever we have a fast day, a time to call out to do tshuva. Yaro el v'yomar, davar zeh, mimin hagoylam. There's nothing that's just happenstance.
There's no teva in the world, as we spoke about by Purim. Harezeh derech achzarius. It's a terrible thing to think that. Happenstance. There's no happenstance. Harezeh derech achzarius v'goyim elahem li'dabak mi'maseim hara v'toysif soros achreyim. And that's what the Torah says at the end of our wonderful Sefer Vayikra. Rabbi Sachs points out that the word keri is written in Perek Chavav. I think he said seven times. Very, very strange, and then not repeated again. So what does the word keri mean? Kuf resh yud, similar to Vayikra, right? So it's interpreted as, says the Rambam in Hilchos Tanis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Hu mashakosov, v'ilachtem ime bekeri, v'ilachtem ime ani imaychem bechemes keri, kolomar. It's happenstance. Oh, then you're going to get it. I bring upon you troubles, and you say that it's arbitrary? I'm going to increase them, your troubles. It's not happenstance. Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's not me. I have to work on it. I have to sacrifice myself. But I'm going to still put the small aleph there to remind you that nothing's happenstance. That's what Bilam thought. You could just curse the Jewish people. There's just some reason, happenstance, that God chose the Jewish people, but I'm going to curse them. Let's see what happens. And he keeps doing it. And his donkey starts talking to him, and he thinks that's normal. It's crazy. So how does this tie into Pesach? I know you're chomping at the bit. Rebbe, how does it tie into Pesach? I'm going to tell you. Calm down. Calm down, stop throwing things at me. Rav Nevenzal, in his wonderful Sefer, says the following thing. He asks a Pashut a question. I'm going to just give you the question, a little bit of the answer, and I'm being very honest with you. It's a long piece. I'm making up my own answer so I could fit it into this, because I think it's a beautiful answer. It's such a Pashut question. When you're a kid, you learn about there are four cups. Everybody knows the fours of the Seder, right? Four cups, the four kids. You want to be really smart, the four questions, the four matzos, because they really cut into three. Okay, you should go. So I have this minhag in my house that I give out something called Abba dollars. Right? 100% illegal. I photocopy American money. Awesome. I put my picture on it. I put a picture of my family on it, of my, you know, my parents. It was fun. I use the Harriet Tubman $20 bill, right? Special. My kid's trying to figure out what that is. Okay, Maven Yovan. And on the back, if you want the money, right? Obviously, unfortunately, because of we live in Israel now, so it's not a dollar, it's a shekel. Let's not go crazy. You're not getting a dollar for every question. That's crazy. Anyway, so they ask these questions, right? How many, what are the, you know, each kid in each level, right? What if the fours at the Seder? And when you learn this, it's cute, the fours, except it's not really true. What are the four based on? The four cups, because the four Lashon Gula. That's really nice, except there's five. There's five. When I was a kid, I remember, I guess, the first time I recall Hanukkah. And they're reading the Parsha Nesiyim, where we are today, Rabbi said. There's a custom to read the Parsha Nesiyim for the next 12 days as the Nesiyim brought the Korbanos down. Right? And I'm like, wow, this fits in so well. Ubayom HaShishi, Parim Manet. And then came the 8th day of Hanukkah. And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. There were 12. Oh, no. Right? 8, 9, 10, 11. I thought it fit in perfectly, and there was only going to be 8 days. And the Lanes, you know, in the Zeis Chanukah, you have a nice long lane. Doesn't fit in. So ask Rav Nevenzal, Chazal Tiknu, Lishtois Abrakosis B'Leil Seder, Yesh Kamadeus, the Yushalmi quotes us, the Gemara in Pesachim quotes us, Kenegin Mashaniknu Abrakosis Elu, the most famous reason is, V'Hotzeiti, V'Yitzalti, V'Galti, V'Lakachti, Shemois Vav, we all know this. However, there's really another one, V'Heveti, Etchem el haaretz. So we know the fifth cup. Rabbi said, come on, Rav Hartzin, you don't know this. Koshel yo, the most wasted cup of the year. My father bought me this. Bought me this huge cup, silver cup. My father as well, who taught me all my Torah. Klemus Kamen Feger. Also Rufu Shleima. And so he brought me this huge cup. So every year I feel bad about this, especially this year. Last year when I wasn't in a hotel, so I had to use my own wine. You know, it's the hotel's wine. Who cares? Fill it up. It's like, you know, like 52 ounces, like one of those, you know, speedways. So He says, "Yeah, Shemi Arishem Shoshom Shachal Tiknu Koiseh Keneged Loshon Zu." The Tur, the Beis Yosef. The Yeshom Shoshi Tam Minug Lahaniach Al Shulchan Koishel Yo. It's Koishel Yo. But nobody says it's a fifth cup. Why not? Lo Tiknu. Why is there not five cups? Why is there not the Heveti cup? You know why? Mipnei Shaloshon Zeh Lo Nitkaima. You know why? Because when they left Mitzrayim, they said these Lashonos. The people, unfortunately, were in a little trouble. They weren't going to get to Eretz Yisrael. There was going to be a Chet HaMeraglim. And the only people they would get into would be the women and the children. And Shevet Levi. Yoshua Kalev. Aval Chelek, the most amount of the door, wouldn't be able to see this Pasuk. Veveti Etchem never happened. He says, but if you read the rest of the Pasuk, Veveti Etchem la'aretz asher nesat la'avchem la'avram lisof Yaakov v'nesat Etchem morasha ani Hashem. One of my favorite words. My kids know. Get away from Abba when he says the word about morasha. Morasha is written only twice in the Torah. This one we don't know as well. What's the most famous one? Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morasha Akidas Yankiv. Everybody knows that one. What's the vort? The vort is Eretz Yisrael is given to a Morasha and says Rav Neman Sal, you're not even going to get it. The Chet HaMeraglim. And he now then proves in his piece why they had this chus of being able to get it, because nobody understood what Morasha meant. They could have not done the Chet HaMeraglim, but because they thought everything was happenstance, Rabbeinu Shalom promised them this, and this, but Mibnei HaTeva, there's no way we'll be able to conquer Eretz Yisrael. People are so big, v'chulu v'chulu. They looked at life as happenstance. No, it's not. But it's more than that. It's Vayikra. We have to teach children. It's a Morasha. Morasha is not a Yerusha. Don't sit back and relax and expect Torah because your father learned Torah. Because your father gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning and does Daf Yomi. It doesn't work like that. It's not a Yerusha. It's not Chas V'Sholem, you know, the great-grandfather dies and he owned whatever, Microsoft, right? And you get, you know, $500 billion, and you can do it. You could try to waste it in one day if you wanted to. Challenge accepted, you know? It's not a Yerusha. It's a Morasha. You have to work on it. Your love of Eretz Yisrael, you have to work on that. Your love of Torah, it's a Morasha. It's not happenstance. We teach the children. There's a lot of sacrifices in that. I'm loving the sacrifice for it because I hated it so much before, but now I think I understand. There's sacrifices to get close to the Rabbeinu Shalom, get close to his land and to his Torah, because there are so many people. One of my friends texted me over right before Shabbos. I don't want to mention because I don't want to get in trouble with, you know, a few people that listen to Yahrut Torah. I don't want to get in trouble. But he pointed out to me that there was a great Rav, which I don't want to mention his name because it's going to be taken negatively, because I'm about to say something negative, where he spoke out so beautifully. In the Devar Torah he gave before on Purim about the famous letter of Rav Kook, not understanding how people can't understand the godless of moving to Eretz Yisrael, being in Eretz Yisrael. Forget about the Ramban's Einu Lalka. It's much more than that. So this guy says to me, "Yeah, but the same vort. This rabbi had the same vort months ago and said, yeah, but if your children are in grade, I don't know what the correct was, but I'm just saying, I think he said something like fifth grade to high school, you can't move to Eretz Yisrael because kids go off the derech like crazy." So I told him there's another rabbi who said that as well. I spoke to his son about it, and I said, "You got to speak to your father. You live here. Are you crazy? Everybody's going off the derech here. Do you not have a knowledge?" So there were a rabbanim who are actively telling you not to move to Eretz Yisrael because you'll never make it here. It's impossible. I would say, if I made it here, anybody could make it here. Right? Children are off the derech here? Yeah, of course, like everywhere. Do you not always, right? Sorry, Lev HaTorah, but like a lot of you come to Lev HaTorah, you know, you're not off the derech. Yes, you are. You're spiritually off the derech. You never were taught the right way. That's what the year in Israel is supposed to be about. I think Rav Nemetzel's idea is there is no fifth cup because it's the fifth cup of no happenstance. If you don't see Haskalta de Geula in Eretz Yisrael now, you're crazy. There's something wrong with you. I mean that in the nicest way. How do you not see what's going on? People are getting on the bus, going to the beach. Who would have thought this? 2 weeks ago, you didn't think this. Most of you had COVID a month ago. They're like, come on. There's no happenstance. Nothing's happenstance. It's a year we learned this. Moshe Rabbeinu reminds us of that. You got to be humble because of that. You got to be humble because of that. But you have to work hard on Torah and Eretz Yisrael. The Seder is a wonderful, wonderful time where we get together as a family and we teach our children the greatness of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and these are the flows that he can do for us. But there is, yes, also the concept of one good thing, if you could say such a thing, of COVID is we forgot about the anti-Semitism that was all ravaging before COVID. It's been quieter now. It's not a good time for the Jewish people. It doesn't appear to be such great people in the White House. I don't know who's exactly controlling the White House at this time. So you have to remind yourselves, as we start Sefer Vayikra with the small olive, there's no happenstance. But like Rav Moshe Rabbeinu, we have to dedicate ourselves and say, this is my job on earth, is to sanctify the name of Hashem, is to learn His Torah, is to understand that He's picked only one land. This is the land. Recognize that Pum Sara Agro, that there's a very important concept of the harder you work, the more reward you'll get. Interesting, I think Rav Bitterman last week, by Akal Pekutei, he writes that the reason that's in, why is it in Aramaic? Pum Sara Agro. It's a Mishnah in Avos, right? Why? Because the Malachim, you know, they say the Malachim, whatever that means, those don't understand Aramaic. But that's the biggest godless. They don't want to know our secret. Our secret is the harder you work. If you knew that the harder you work, the more reward you get, so you're going to work harder because you know there's a reward at the end of the tunnel. But it's a morasha. The one thing we didn't get. We got the galti, but to come to Eretz Yisrael, that you got to have to work on. And you don't get that based on who your parents are and what your parents are and so on and so forth. Especially going to the army, Eretz Hashem, my son in a few weeks as well. Already got his uniform. It's very exciting for me. Whether it's my daughter, she likes to be mentioned on Lessons from the Life. She's serving the country as well. She's going into a different army, doing Shirut Lumi, serving the country. That's recognizing that this country is very different than any other country. This land is different. Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't about the Midbar, right? And it wasn't even about getting the Torah. It was about the future of coming to Eretz Yisrael. That's not Gadol Rabbeisai. Let's not lose the focus of our last words of the Haggadah, Lashon Haba B'Yushalayim, Abnuya. That's the focus. I remember last year, and I'll end with this, when Rav Bagno, our Rav, ended off his drusha before the Seder, because Shabbos HaKadosh drusha maybe, and he said something that stirred me. I don't cry a lot when I hear vorts. So I cried. He said, who's going to have proper gavana during Hashem Ga'alno? We make the most meyuchadik bracha every year. Baruch atah Hashem Ga'ali, that we really believe that Hashem is going to be bring the geula. Do we really believe it? Afal pi sheyisma meyim. He brought us in our history, certainly our history, you guys' history, the hardest year of our entire lives. There's no harder year than this was. Nebuch, death around us. Death of people we know. Nebuch, if you knew what went on in the Chevra Kedishas, body bags, they didn't have enough room to do taharis. It's crazy. And it didn't come. There was no Mashiach this year. I admit it. I admit it. Right? And I spoke about this at the Seder. My kids, you know, kind of said, okay, Abba, 7 day Pesach, like, where is it? Where's Mashiach? You know? We'll be machmir. We'll wait until, you know, Yom Ha'atzmaut, okay, here we go. Shavuos. Okay. But I have to believe the Haskalta Degula. It's Semach David Abdecha. It's slow and steady, says Rav Kook. Rav Soloveitchik says, it's not an easy process, but it's a process. Shavizoycha Rabbeisai, that number one, the schus of you coming to hear a little Torah today, we should frame our parshios, realize that this sefer The Sefer of Karbanos reminds us, yes, in order to get close to Hashem, there are sacrifices that are made. You have to be, take yourself like Moshe Rabbeinu did, and remember, we have to be an anuv. Whatever knowledge we get this year, it's great. But I got to move higher and higher in every level that I can. But nothing is happenstance. And the fifth cup, the Kosh Eliyahu, the Kosh of Mashiach, is a morasha. It's something that we have to work hard on, like Torah. Nobody will teach it to us except ourselves. We should be zoche to get these messages in Mirtz Hashem and be zoche to the Bayis Shlishi together. You guys are here now. We can come very soon to bring the Korban Pesach. Just 2 weeks from now. Mirtz Hashem, we should be zoche. Bayis Shlishi, Meher V'Yameinu Amin.